Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Parks and outdoor spaces enhance a community's quality of life and economy. The Hill Country Conservancy helps to facilitate these connections. George Cofer is executive director.
The various trail systems, kayaking the rivers, going out and birding, those are all done on open space, on green space, some privately owned, some public. So setting aside as much green space as possible is very important to ensure a healthy economy and bring so many dollars into Texas.
David McComb is a historian and author of Spare Time in Texas. He says, like other places of recreation, the goal behind park development was twofold.
Stewart Beach in Galveston was the first municipal beach in the history of Texas, and it was a kind of a tourist beach. It catered not just to the people of Galveston, but also to the people of Houston to come to enjoy the beach and the breezes and spend a little bit of money, and Galveston would benefit.
The history of another beach, Padre Island National Seashore, demonstrates how, perhaps more importantly, public parks abate costs of recreation.
One of the persons who developed it pointed out this was one of the few places that the poor people could go and gain enjoyment.
That's our show with research and writing help from Sarah Loden. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.